Welcome to LiveWire, to Gateway Weekly Podcast, where you hear the latest messages and sermons fresh from the Sunday service. This edition of LiveWire has been brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.
A pleasant Sunday to all of you, and wherever you may be tuning in from, whether you are locally here in Baguio or elsewhere in the country or even internationally, welcome to the Gateway Community Church broadcast. So right now, I'm so happy that we are about to embark into a new journey, you know, as we enter our anniversary month come April. We're gonna launch a whole new series altogether we have entitled What's Next. And this is more about kind of venturing into a clearer, you know, and more focused direction amid uncertainty such as these days. But before we continue on with that particular launch, why don't we pray together and commit this time unto the Lord? Heavenly Father, we are thankful that this is another opportunity for worship, that we can come to serve you and honor you for what will be in the next coming weeks and months, Lord God, as we venture into a new adventure in Gateway and as a Christian community family altogether. So we commit to you this message, Lord God. This is actually a continuation of our Lord midweek services message, but just the same, be with us as we discuss. Holy Spirit, take your place in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you have been joining us in the last midweek service or services, you know that we are prepping up for this new series that we are about to embark into and in preparation for our anniversary month. But just the same, as we continue to talk about what's next, you get to ask yourself, you know, after a year of lockdowns and pandemics and, you know, no uncertainty, you know, really ahead, what's gonna keep us going? And what's next? Ano po kaya ang hinaharap natin bilang mga Kristiyano, bilang mga magulang at kapatid, bilang mga mananampalataya? You know, meron ba talagang, you know, stability or katiyakan na naghihintay sa atin? Well, assuredly, you know, perhaps in this world, we may never be sure, but in God, nakakatiyak tayo, meron pong mainam na plano at hinahanda ang Panginoon. So as we kind of wrap up this month, you know, because this is the last Sunday of the month, we continue on and talk about the changes, just the same. We're almost a year now into, you know, the lockdowns and the pandemic, you know, aftermath, but just the same, you know, as we enter this new cultural challenge or culture challenge, you know, as we continue to address the new abnormal. Why new abnormal? Kasi sanga-sanga po, no? Hindi na tayo nakakatiyak talaga. They say new normal. But actually, what we know as new normal is only gonna replaced by another abnormal. So, last midweek, if you were there, I kind of discussed these following issues. The challenges all the more, no, when it comes to isolations and, you know, being, you know, as a result of lockdown and our social kind of ability or coping mechanism dwindling as we go through this, is a constant challenge, okay? The economic strain, as we all know it, you know, mas marami po ang nawawalan na, o nawalan na nga ng trabahong tuluyan dahil po sa continuous lockdowns na kagaya ng ngayon. No, hindi lang po yun. Of course, pag nawawalan ng trabaho, nawawalan ng pakikisalamuha sa iba, you know, bumababa po yung ating coping mechanism, lalo tayong nangangamba, lalo tayong hindi nakakatiyak, at malimit dinadalaw po tayo ng duda at pag-aalinlangan. At sa bandang uli, we find ourselves not only socially isolated, we do not only find ourselves socially, you know, kind of restricted, but at the same time, spiritually fatigued and drained. So, sa pagpapatuloy po natin ngayon, no, we are actually constantly into this journey or trekking through this valley, you know, of challenges. And let me just read this, okay? We have entered a new era of social challenges, okay? Or challenges and changes, okay? That threatens one's behavioral and spiritual makeup, no? Talagang yung EQ natin, medyo napupulbus, nabubugbog ng madalas, no? At hindi lang po yun. Pati yung ating pong spiritual, okay, feeding and nurturing na apektuhan. Kasi nga, wala tayong physical gathering, lagi lang online, at minsan masama pang reception. Parang we are totally detached. And you know what happens when we are detached? When we are disconnected, we find ourselves fatigued. Okay, we are kind of most of the time bombarded by worries and you know, the whispers of the enemy as a result. So, you know, as we continue on, I was asking last time with the group in the prayer meetings and even in our midweek services, sa mga oras ng pagkakataon na ito, although we are restrained in many ways, I think one of the most important thing that we need to make sense of is itong tanong na ito. Have you made sense of what's important? Because sa mga panahong ganito where resources are scarce, you know, and people are fatigued, I think we need to narrow down our options into what is of greatest significance and importance. Okay? And pangalawa, have you identified what's the greatest value? And sometimes, this is the challenge because often we find ourselves confronted by these issues. And, you know, we get to ask ourselves, no? Kaya ko ba to? Can I go through this? Is mere strength enough? And the many, many times that we've been in church, you know, talking about patience and the likes during, you know, pre-pandemic times and where everything is normal as we have known the former normal before, okay? Walang social distancing, walang face mask, walang face shield and everything. Things are going on smoothly as we know it, you know, and it's so nice to just hear messages, you know, of perseverance and patience and the fruit of the Spirit, but ngayon, 1 year after the lockdowns, okay? Kumusta ka na? And alam nyo nga, sabi nga natin, no, yung mga pagsubok, yun ang talagang nagpapatunay kung ano nga ba talaga ang kakayanan na meron tayo. Okay? And understand this, life is one huge learning process. Okay? You go through one process and after passing that, you enter into another. And, you know, you have to understand, one does not only need to survive life. We have to learn how to respect life. Ibig sabihin, hindi po natin na we cannot just go on, you know, with our day as parang business as usual. Because business today is not as usual. Church today is not as usual as we know it. And for the most part of it, everyone is given only one shot at life. Alam nyo, napaka-iksi po ng buhay. At kinakailangan nating maunawaan na hindi po ito nadadaan lamang sa papalapalakpak, panapanalangin lang ng basta-basta. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not discounting the effects of prayer, but you have to understand. You know, you have to have a very good combination of praying and doing. Okay? So, I love this. You know, Mary Kay Ash, in one of his quotes, she said this, "Don't limit yourself." Many people limit themselves to what they think, you know, they can do. Understand one thing, just like the operation of faith. Okay, you can do, or you can go rather as far as your mind lets you. Okay, what you believe, remember, you can achieve. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Parang kung titingnan po natin yung sinabi ni Mary Kay Ash, ganun eh. Kung talagang yung ating pong diwa, yung ating pong, yung kumbaga yung silakbo ng damdamin natin, yung puso natin is beating with God and we are in alignment with God. We can believe and we can achieve. Because at the end of the day, understand this, you know, lahat tayo magdadaan sa pagsubok. Dito natin makikita what our faith and who we are as individuals are made of. Because, you know, I remember writing this in my journal, one of my devotions. Understand this, the best revealer of strength is seen in one's character in times of hardship. Nakikita po kung sino tayo. So, ang tanong ngayon, as a church, saan na tayo papunta? What is next? As a Christian, what's next? As a mission, you know, outfit, what's next? Do we still get to do outreach? Do we still get to do, you know, other, you know, ministries that we used to? Alam ko, sabik na kayong magkatipon-tipon tayo, pero yan na naman, sumasabog na naman ng mga, you know, the pathogen is all over the place. People are infected all the more these days. What do we do? After lockdown, bukas, tapos lockdown na naman. Ano ba ang katiyakan? So what's next? Let me just show you this video for a short while and, you know, kind of make sense of it. That was an awesome video to kind of make us reflect of what little things are all about. And probably during this time, you find yourself fatigued. You find yourself, resources-wise, scarred. And many other things that probably have slowed you down and you're really ready to quit. You're ready to give up. Let me tell you something. There's that small, great seed that God has sown in your heart. Just like the mustard seed, ready to grow into a huge tree. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, you have to understand that, you know, this is not merely about survival, although we're going to talk about survival in a bit, but understand one thing, that in the path of survival, it's not merely about getting the things, you know, getting things through, or as I've said, para lang we breeze through thing and survive it, but more so, thrive it and be able to be fruitful even in the midst of famine. Okay, and I mentioned this, even in my mentoring class, I keep on like kind of, you know, mentioning this because, you know, it's about aligning your purpose or purposes with God. You know, in Romans 8:28, we read, all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. I believe you are called into God's purpose. I am called into His purpose. And when we make sense of that purpose, things make, begin to have meaning. They make sense, and this meaning results into significance where we later on begin to value in our lives. That becomes our priority, and that in return, as a whole, when there's the purposes of God happening in your life and meaning is achieved and you make sense of life and significance altogether is putting things into order as God has purposed and beginning to value these things that God has set for you, then influence is eminent. So kung titingnan po natin, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, the book of 1 Corinthians, you will read this, okay? Do you not know that everyone who runs in the race, okay, all that runners compete rather, but only one receives the prize? Okay, so run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So verse 26, you know, Paul went on to say, so I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keeping it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself may be disqualified. Sabi ko, you know, most of the time with my disciples, sabi ko, there are only two ways, where the devil can stop you dead in your tracks. It's number one, either you quit, ayaw mo na, or you're disqualified because of some things that you entertain in your life. But basically, you as a believer, if you keep inching forward, kahit na kakapiranggot lang po yung pag-usad natin, sa bandang huli, makakarating pa rin po tayo sa patutunguhan natin. Because after all, when we align with God, we find purpose. So ito ngayon yung tanong, what drives you? What makes you? Okay? Because kung ano po yung talagang nagpapatibok ng puso natin, yun ang nag-uudyok sa atin eh. If God is huge in your life, and God makes your heart beat, His heartbeat is your heartbeat. You know, it becomes your rare quality and it defines you. You know, we do good things. We do not do good things to be Christians. No, we are Christians. That's why we do good things. We reach out the lost not, you know, to be called Christian. We reach out because we are Christians. We are beloved of God. And we understand the purpose. So, ito po yung tanong, no? You are not called by God. If you watch the video intently a while back, you know that God did not call you to simply be ordinary. God has a huge plan for you because you have to understand, you know, in order to achieve that, sabi ni Paul, discipline yourself, right? You discipline yourself to be the best, you know, an Olympian, okay? Does not, you know, train only 10 months or, you know, 2 weeks before the Olympic, you know? They train for 4 years at a time to kind of, you know, first qualify and run or participate in a game in the Olympics. Alam nyo, sa mga gusto ng excellent, dun sa mga gusto po ng maka-achieve talaga ng mainam sa buhay, na udyok ng Panginoon. Understand this, there is no room for mediocrity in the realm of the excellent. Hindi po pwede yung pwede na, no? Dapat we always give our best, especially if that best is dedicated unto God. And winning is decided and excuses are evaded. Doon po sa mga kampiyon, no? Doon sa mga nagwawagi, you know, you do not hear them make excuses. They always say, okay, I'll do better. So, makikita po natin dito, no? It requires firm resolve and strict training to be in a cutting edge. Ang dami nating mga aspirations sa buhay, pero yung effort naman na ibinibigay natin ay hindi naaakma doon sa mga kagustuhan nating ma-achieve. So, even as, you know, a church, even as a group of believers, sabi po dito ni Paul, okay? Run so that you may obtain it. Okay? Wag lang yung basta-basta lang nakikitakbo ka. Kung hindi ibig sabihin talagang sikapin mo, mag-train ka. Okay? Now, of course, during the time of the pandemic and, you know, the lockdowns, the gyms that we used to go to, my wife and I, you know, kind of closed because of social distancing issues. And we weren't able to kind of, you know, work out and keep ourselves in shape. So we started gaining weight. And of course, along with gaining weight is our health issues. So eventually, we made the decision that we will find a way to kind of, you know, get ourselves into shape. So we started, you know, kind of first walking kaming dalawa. You know, we walked together. I think the walking turned into running, you know, from, you know, short distances, a couple of, you know, steps to a couple of kilometers. And now, may panibago na po kaming routine. Magkaiba na kami ng routine kasi magkaiba na kami po ng, kumbaga, nung degree of difficulty, if I may call that, you know, iba na po, no? Nag-i-increase as you continue to train. As you continue to train, you get better every day. No, dati pag lumakad lang ako ng kaunti, you know, lalo pag paakyat, humihingal na ako. You know, ngayon is, you know, I can walk straight 5 kilometers without stopping, you know, and it's normal. And in between, I would walk, in between, I would run. Why? Because I train at least 3 to 5 times a day. So, ganun din po yung faith natin. Hindi natin pwedeng pa-dungaw-dungaw lang tayo. Please don't get me wrong. Pa-dungaw-dungaw lang tayo ng Sunday service. You know, pa-attend-attend tayo ng prayer meeting. O pa, you know, we have to nurture ourselves. If we want ourselves to be in shape, we have to keep pushing. We have to keep running, so to speak, sabi nga ni Paul. And the preparation, you know, this is when the skill meets discipline. I heard a great author one time said this, is success is when readiness and opportunity meets. Okay? You know, you do not train when your exam is near. You don't train, you know, when the you know, the competition is near. No, you train regularly so that when you get into a, you know, a competition or an exam, you're ready any day. Ganun po ang buhay. Hindi po magpapaalam sa atin ang pagsubok. Hindi po magpapaalam sa atin ang temptation. Hindi po magpapaalam sa atin ang mga sigalot sa buhay. They come in the most unexpected times. So you have to be ready. You have to be constantly ready. And you have to understand na sabi nga ni Paul, do you not know? Sabi niya that in a race at, you know, at a race, sabi niya, at the runners compete, sabi niya, but only one receives the prize. Hindi lahat nagwawagi. Lahat tumatakbo pero hindi lahat nagwawagi. Kaya nga ang advice ni Paul, so run that you may obtain it. So if you're aspiring not simply to be a participant, but you want to be, you know, in the list of the winners, you have to keep running. You have to keep building your faith. You have to keep joining G-squads. You have to keep joining, you know, small meetings, not only on Sunday services. You know, alam ko, sabi natin, Pastor, wala naman tayong mga in-person gathering. Yes po, pero meron po tayong ongoing na mga G-squads na meetings, no? Meron tayong mga small group meetings, meron tayong mga segment, you know, clusters that meets regularly, and you can join the prayer meeting, you know. I'd like to say a shout out to Angie, who kahit na sometimes the time difference, okay, that we have, you know, here in the Philippines and UK is quite huge, no? Magpe-prayer meeting tayo ng alas dos ng hapon via Zoom. Okay, Philippine time, 2 o'clock, and sa kanya is around 2 a.m. in the morning. But she joins the prayer meeting, you know, straight from the shift. You know, so if you want to make an impact, you want to make a difference, you have to find things that makes significance or that is significant, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, no? Understand this, you know, you have to run that you may obtain it. Parang ganun po, parang isang atleta. If you want to achieve success in not only in your life physically, but more so spiritually, you know, this is when preparation, okay, is made, you know, kumbaga, and taken seriously. No? Understand this, when preparation is delayed, promotion is denied. Kung kayo, hindi kayo maghahanda ngayon, no, kaya, ba't pumabagsak sa exam? Kasi nagre-review pag malapit na yung exam. Pero kung lagi kang nagre-review, lagi kang naghasa, lagi kang naghahanda, kahit na anong oras ang exam, handa ka. Okay? Tama po ba? I remember when I was back in the seminary, you know, it was so hard. It was so hard. You know, because I remember one of our professors in mission, so, you know, Dr. Al James, a couple of years back, you know, when we came to his class, we were all freshmen, and we came to his class, and he boastingly said, "Guys, you have to know, and maybe you do not know yet, I am the number one professor in PBTS in the seminary." And all of us were kind of, you know, raising eyebrows and, you know, really? You know, behind our heads, we were asking ourselves, really? You know, and after a couple of weeks, the first week, we found out and we agree, he is the number one professor. You know why? Because he comes to class every day saying, "Number one!" Okay? Ibig sabihin, you know, sabi niya, "There's no pap quiz in my class." And we were so happy, you know, in the first day when he was distributing the syllabus of the class. Only to say, because every day is a quiz. There's no pop quiz. That's why, you know, a pop quiz is announced, but it's useless, sabi niya, in my class, because every day there's a quiz. So right after lunch, you know, one of my seminary buddies, we would go to the gazebo after lunch and we would review for his class every day, rereading again and again and again the lesson that we have had the day before. But it became a discipline. It taught me how to read every day as a result. Alam niyo, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, don't just read your Bible when you're down. Don't just read your Bible when you're suffering from something, when you're seeking answers to questions that you are seeking, you know, answers to. Read your Bible every day so that when things come, you know, you have some encouragement up your sleeves to strengthen you. So kung titingnan po natin, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, one can choose a grander vision. You know, when one trains well, he can fight well. So parang ganun, hindi mahalaga kung mahirap, pwede kang mamili. Parang ganito, anong gusto mo sa sakyan? Well, kahit ano, sabihin mo, basta may pambili ka. Diba? Yun ang issue eh. Pero ito nangyayari sa atin, ito lang pera ko, so ano kaya mabibilin to? Ganun tayo eh. But if you've been preparing, you've been saving, and you have enough, you have more options. Ganun din po, pag pinaghahandaan natin ang buhay natin, we know what is significant, we know what is priority, we know what is gonna give us the greatest return, we know what's gonna give the greatest reward, we know what has the eternal value, then we have more options to choose from. Because at the end of the day, we will just, you know, kumbaga, we're not just doing random, you know, elimination. We know. That's what I called, you know, elimination by objectives. No, alam mo kung ano yung hindi mahalaga at hindi yung baligtad, kung anong natira, yun na yung mahalaga. Hindi po eh. You have to understand, this particular thing begins with what I call passion. Because, you know, it begins with something that the Lord sows in your heart. Before we ask, or rather before we answer the question, what's next, you know, before you venture into something, Ask yourself, whatever that may be, are you ready? Do you have enough fire in you
to do it?
Because this is actually going to take a lot of, you know, action points. And action points are useless if there's not enough purpose to fuel you. Okay? Because the purpose is actually gonna produce passion in you. If the purpose, if what is important, what is significant is clear with you, it will fuel your action. So kung titingnan po natin, sabi ni Paul, every athlete exercises self-control in all things. Now look at this. If you are a 100-meter, okay, sprinter as an athlete, you do not train endurance. Sabi ng mga runners, meron tinatawag na sprint muscles and endurance muscles. Ibig sabihin, if you keep training for 100-meter, 200-meter fast, okay, sprint runs, then you will develop your sprint muscles. Ibig sabihin, the sprint muscles are the one responsible to give you that kind of, you know, bolting, you know, rubber band effect that kind of propels you quick, you know, from the starting point. But if you train for endurance, you know, kind of run, like marathons, you know, for one, then you need to develop your endurance muscle. They are not as, kumbaga, catapulting as the, you know, sprint muscles, but hey, they give you more ability to, you know, run in endurance run. Ganun din po tayo. Kung ano yung tinitrain natin, yun po ang lumalaki sa ating buhay. Kung madalas ang tinitrain mo inggit, lalaki ang inggit. Kung ang tinitrain mo ay chismis, lalaki ang chismis. Kung ang tinitrain mo galit, lalaki. Araw-araw galit ka. Konting kibot, galit ka. Galit ka sa pusa, galit ka sa aso. You know? Come on. But if you start training patience, if you start training perseverance, if you start training vision, if you start training faith, then these things are gonna contribute to your significance. So, kung titingnan natin, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, when we talk about self-control, I remember in one class that I attended, it was a huge leadership seminar, and the professor went on to say, okay, how many here knows what self-control is? We were all looking at each other, and of course, we don't want to be wrong because it is a graduate class, okay? And sabi ng professor, well, don't worry about it, it's simple, sabi niya. Self-control is simply controlling yourself. Ibig mong sabihin na, pag alam mo na kasama sa training mo ang hindi ka mo nakakain, hindi ka kakain. Kung kasama sa training mo ang matulog ka sa tamang oras, matutulog ka sa tamang oras. Kung alam mo kasama sa training mo yung gigising ka ng maaga, gigising ka ng maaga. Because it's all part of you building yourself up in the Lord. So, as we continue on, sabi niya, the absence of passion leads to mediocrity and stagnation. If you look at, you know, a person today, kung alam mo kung napapagod ka na, alam nyo kasi, ang unang-unang sign na pagod ka na, nagre-reklamo ka na, pagod na ako, ang dami kong ginagawa. Alam nyo, madalas nakikita ko yan sa ministry, nakikita ko yan sa bahay, nakikita ko yan sa trabaho. Pero alam nyo kung sino yung hindi napapagod? Diba? Before I answer that, alam nyo kung sino yung palagi yung nagre-reklamo? Yung hindi na nila mahal yung ginagawa nila. Hindi na nila nauunawaan yung bakit nila ginagawa. Bakit ka galit sa asawa mo? Kasi nakalimutan mo na once upon a time, niligawan mo yung asawa mo at wala kang ibang iniisip kung hindi kung kailan at paano mo siya susunduin o dadalawin. Ganon din yung ministry, ganon din yung Bible, ganon din si Lord. Bakit hindi ka na nagpe-pray? Kasi hindi na malapit sa puso mo si Lord. Bakit hindi ka na nagdi-devotion? Kasi may kapalit na si Lord yung bago mong iPhone. May kapalit na si Lord, Lazada ang pangalan. Okay, Shopee ang pangalan. May kapalit na si Lord, yung bagong application sa iyong laptop. Come on. Don't ever lose it, my friend. Sometimes I find myself coming to the Lord, just asking for forgiveness because I have focused on something else. And I'm not gonna condescendingly say to you na hindi ako tinatamahan ng mga ganyan. May mga panahon I am tempted to to kind of, you know, I'm lured into these things, but I have to exercise self-control. I have to discipline my body. I have to rebuke myself and look onto the mirror. You know, the hardest person to lead is the man in the mirror. Every day look at that man. He's the one responsible for bad decision in your life. He's the one responsible for you eating too much last night. As a result, you had constipation today. Or what? Now, I don't know. But tingnan nyo, pansin ninyo, sa lahat ng mga masamang desisyon, malimit na doon ka. Kasi desisyon mo yun eh. So, as we continue on, sabi niya, when we talk about passion, it is that burning force from within, that awakened state of self that brings one to a greater potential. Okay, the most responsible person in getting you become a better version of yourself apart from God is you. That is why find your significance, you know, not with what is around you, not with what you have. Your money does not define you. Okay? Your net worth does not equate to your self-worth. Okay? Hindi ibig sabihin maganda yung suot mo, madami kang pera, madami kang, you know, ari-arian, may pinag-aralan ka, mataas ang, you know, kakaiba yung mga achievements mo, na you are better? No. What makes you better is not what's around you or what you own around you, but what's in you. Who you are becoming. That is your greatest value. So let's talk about, you know, how do we go through this? Okay? Just like, you know, gold, when you mine an ore, before you can really, you know, get the gold in an ore mineral, you have to let it go through the process. We call it the process of perfection. You have to put it into fire. You have to melt it, you know, and then, you know, while it's like in the furnace, right? Extremes of temperature, lulutang po yung mga impurities, and you need to scrape those impurities until there's nothing more to scrape, and all that's left is 24 karat pure gold. That is when maturity breeds integrity. Na hindi ka lang po basta-basta, no? Na hindi mo nang sinabing Christian ka kasi you belong to a denomination, you belong to a church, you belong to a squad, you know, a G squad. I'm a part of Gateway because I give my tithe there because, you know, I'm a member there. Hindi po yun eh. I attended the class. No. It's not about that. It's about Jesus working in you. So makikita po natin dito, sabi ni Paul, I discipline my body and I keep it under control. Let me say that again. I discipline my body. The hardest person to control is you. Sino ba kasi ang pumapatol? Tayo, di ba? Tama? Sino pumapatol tayo? Di ba? Pag tayo inasar, sino pumapatol tayo? Kaya nga may kasabihan tayo, you know, ang pikon talo, right? So you have to understand, you know, it's important, you know, whether it's food, whether it's appetite in terms of material things, it's appetite, you know, in terms of relationship, the opposite sex, and whatever. Who will control you? Not the people around you. In fact, kahit na nga pagsabihan kang madalas, eh, pagsabihan ka ng pastor mo, pagsabihan ka ng magulang mo, you know, oo ka, pero pag nakasarado na yung kwarto mo, anong ginagawa mo? Come on. Now you have to understand one thing. It begins with a discipline. Ang didisiplina sa'yo ang sarili mo. Okay? You want to grow in the Lord? You want to really, you know, have a better ending in this journey called life. So before we venture into the what's next, really, in the midweek service, I kind of discuss this same outline in a different platform. And right now, I'm discussing this in a more general platform. You know, before we ask ourselves, what's next? Are we ready? I remember a couple of years back when, you know, after Nathan graduating, you know, my youngest son, after graduating from the kindergarten, you know, we enrolled him in one of the private schools, and grade one, you know, after, you know, his first week in school, he came to me and said, Dad, sabi niya, you know, I'm talking to a grade one pupil, okay, understand this, he said, when will I be in college? Parang, anak, ano, mahabang panahon pa, grade one ka pa lang, tapos tinatanong mo na kung kailan ka magka-college. Of course, that was, you know, playing behind my head. But I just smiled and said, it's a long way to go, son. Ano, ganun tayo minsan eh. Inip na inip tayo, you know, pagdating sa success, pagdating sa aspirations, kayang-kaya nating i-articulate, kayang-kaya nating ipaliwanag, kayang-kaya nating sambitin. Pero ang tanong, do you have what it takes to get there? Church, this is my question with you. Before you complain, right? Before you make your commentaries and what are our leaders doing, you know, wala pa tayong in person, wala pa, you know, please. Okay? Before you worry about anything else, look deep into yourself. Okay? Learn to discipline yourself. Learn to prepare yourself. Okay? Because ang mahirap, if you do not discipline yourself, you find yourself disqualified because you lack training. At the end of the day, the reputation you build will determine, okay, the life you live. Okay? It's you are responsible. Hindi mo pwede sabihin, kasi may naninira sa akin eh. Kasi meron kasing ganito, si ganito kasi, si ganyan kasi. But you cannot say that. You are responsible for your actions. You have to learn how to journey through life. Okay? As you should. So as we continue further with this, okay? Maturity is a goal, not an option. Okay? Hindi po yung, sige, gusto ko mag-mature. Hindi, kayo na lang. Sunod na lang ako. Hindi po yun. No? Hindi po pwede yun. Right? In our ministry alone ngayon, no? Guys, parang, please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this. I hope it will not arrive in a very poor manner or in misunderstood. Right? Right? You have to understand, even Jesus himself, okay? He had 5,000. You know, one preaching, he had 5,000. Another preaching, there was like another 4,000. He just fed them, right? Fed them. But these people did not get the real message. They got the message of the food, but never the message of the truth. So I would not wonder that Jesus only concentrated on 12 men instead of the 5,000 men or the 4,000 consecutively. Why? Because Jesus was not merely looking for numbers. He was looking for the right people. Because not everyone, sadly, will make the cut. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, kailangan nating maunawaan. This is especially during these difficult times. These difficult times, you know, it's a great revealer of what we're made of. Yung iba ayaw na. Kasi ganito, wala na tayong church, wala na tayong, ayoko na. You know, nahiwalay na ako, you know, I forget it. No, this is not the commitment between you and me alone. This is a commitment between you and God. And remember the commitments you made before. That was not between you and me. That was between you and God. So you have to understand, I'm just here to journey with you and to lead you, hopefully try my best to lead you, that you would grow and mature in the Lord. So, as we continue on, look at Jeremiah 29. Okay? Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. But if I say, I will not mention His word and speak any more of His name, no? Sabi niya, His word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones and I am weary of holding it. Indeed, I cannot. Alam niyo, hindi ko po ipagkakaila sa inyo that since last year, no, as we were going through difficulty, we were downsizing, you know, it breaks my heart to leave our former facility and sell some of our instruments, some of our properties, you know, just to stay afloat. I was so discouraged in heart, but I never did come to you complaining and say, you know, I'm done. I was so broken inside, you know, but inside me, I was saying to myself, ayoko na. Anyway, Lord, siguro naman yung 30 years that I've been serving you, okay na yun. In fact, kung sa servisyo ito, retirable na, okay na to. There were nights that I was ready to quit the next day. But I can't because there's something inside me telling me, Saul, God is not finished with you yet. There's greater things ahead of you. No? I was telling myself, Lord, hindi ako pwedeng mag-inarte. Hindi ako pwedeng mag-inarte. You know, I owe it to you big time. And my love for you is greater than the pain that I have right now. I will press on even when others won't. I will not say to you that I was never discouraged or I was never feeling threatened or anxious. Because I was. Siguro yung iba sa inyo, mapapansin nyo that in a couple of, you know, sermon broadcasts last year, I was seemingly skinnier than I am today. Because I did lose weight. I did lose appetite. I did lose sleep. But I can't give up. Because like a fire, the prompting of God in my life is so real that I know I owe it to Him and to you to press on. So kung titingnan po natin mga kapatid sa Panginoon, no? What's the value of your life? Look at this video. It was a beautiful video talking about significance, talking about value. And as I was talking about what burns deep inside you, as I was sharing my own experience, because I know that my greatest value could have been in architecture, which was my first love in the first place to begin with as a career. I know that my greatest value is not into leadership training, which is currently partly I'm doing still right now as a career. My greatest value is where I am today. Reaching people, transforming lives. Pastoring a church. It may not be paying as much as, you know, a CEO would pay or as much as an architect would be paid. But I find my greatest value in what I do because that's where God wants me to be. And friends, your greatest value is not simply measured by the money you're paid for or paid with. It's the Lord who treats you with great value. the Lord who loves you more than the entire world as it is. So, let me just continue to ask you, what's next? Are you just gonna go through 2021 again as you went through 2020? Or would you be more proactive and aggressive? And we have this program called Aim High. It's simply, the word AIM there is simply an acronym that means, you know, aggressive, intensive, and mitigating. Meaning, this year we have opted ourselves to be more aggressive, you know, in sharing the gospel, in devising programs for ministry, to be more intensified. Ibig sabihin, hindi lang yung ningas kugon na hanggang umpisa lang pero hindi tatapusin. You know, we pledge to ourselves and to, with our leaders in church right now that yes, you may not see us yet, but we are more intensified in terms of what we're doing. We're starting to inch our way into what God is calling us and be mitigating. Ibig sabihin, find solutions. Don't just wait for it. Okay? Do something about it. I remember Louis Giglio, who once said, you know, that, okay, that life is too short for one to die with a small vision. So, my friends in the Lord, you know, this is not simply just about breezing through life and surviving. What's next? What's next really is building a life that's more about influence. Not for self-gain or grandizement, but this is more so about Jesus being seen in our life, we being salt and light into this world. And I remember a couple of years back when I was, you know, in Chicago with the Global Leadership Summit convention happening, I wrote this down in my journal that goes this way. Legacy leaders choose to live the life with a challenge and a grander vision that leaves something, okay, beautiful behind. Alam nyo, meron pong mainam na hinahanda ang Diyos sa atin at itinanim niya sa puso natin to, you know, for the longest time, perhaps even before we were born. God saw you. You know, Ephesians talks about, you know, that He chose you in Him before the foundations of the world. That the Lord has you in His plan, has you in His mind before you even existed. And He exactly knows the purposes that He has for you. And this may appear to you redundant and repetitious, but let me just say this again, if you may, with your indulgence. The Lord says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans of peace and not of evil to give you a very good future. So friends, join us in this journey, in this new endeavor. Keep on keeping on. The work is not done yet. God is not done with you yet. Work for the grander vision. Be willing to sacrifice and work with passion. Because at the end of the day, as we kind of end this, we continue to believe that God is doing something great in your life. God is moving and is going to do something great in your life. That's the question of the day. What is your gift? What is your gift? What have you been given? And let me just kind of close with a quote from Carly Fiorina, who says, who you are is God's gift to you. And who you become is your gift to God. So as we end, I pray that you would continue to look deep into your heart and just allow God to work in you mightily. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this time. We glorify you. We give you grace, Lord God, or we pray rather for your grace and your mercy. Continue to work in our lives. We honor you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. God bless you. We'll see you again next Sunday. I hope you have a great time together. See you.
That is today's edition of Live Wire. Now, if you want to catch
the next episode live and fresh. Tune in on our online Sunday services. You can catch us on Facebook at 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. on Sundays, Philippine Standard Time. Or you can also check us out on YouTube, where you can watch that particular episode. Now, we will see you again on the next one. And this LiveWire episode is brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.